Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, a blank page just waiting to be written. Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham. Joining us tonight is Eagles rookie linebacker Michael Kendricks. Also coming up a little bit later on, Cullen Jenkins and his family get a behind-the-scenes tour of the Adventure Aquarium in Camden.
Can we feed him with a stick or a slingshot?
Oh!
She coming for you?
Yes! Oh! And the size of this thing.
But for right now, we'll start our conversation with Michael. It obviously, a period of time where everything is kind of going on at once. You know, first camp, first game, everything that's going on for you. Is it hard to keep track of that?
Oh, yeah. Everything's happening super fast, and it's all brand new to me. So everything that's coming to me, I just kind of take it as it comes, you know, one day at a time, one play at a time, one game at a time. Everything's just nice and slow. I'm going to take everything at my pace so I get it all down. But it's moving fast.
You had a lot of stuff coming your way very early on, and a lot of people were watching you over the course of the preseason saying, wow, this is a guy who truly is going to get an opportunity to play and is going to make a difference for this team. Did you feel right away as you stepped in that you had a pretty good chance to be a contributor?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I knew that when they drafted me as high as they did, you know, anytime you get drafted like that, they're planning on you coming in and playing.
Drafted as high as you were, but maybe not as high as you wanted.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, of course. I mean, first round was definitely my dream. But, you know, someone told me it's not how high you get picked up, but where you end up at. So if I'm going by that, I mean, I ended up in one of the best places to play football. So I'm very happy.
Take me back to the combine. And obviously you're going through what you're going through. You're trying to impress as best you can. You even got an opportunity to talk with the Eagles people, with Andy Reid. What was that experience like? And, I mean, I don't know that anybody can understand. Here you are, having played the game for as long as you have, accomplished everything you have, and yet there's got to be a lot of pressure there and feeling that you've got to perform.
I mean, like you said, I've played the game up to this point, and now I just have to prove myself even further during this combine, you know, and it's really gut-wrenching, and it's a true test of what you're made of. Sitting down and talking with Andy and the staff, I had a good time. We actually didn't talk about football one time. I mean, we talked about football for about maybe 5 minutes. After that, it was just on me, who I am as a person, and a couple laughs, and it was a good time.
First time I met D-Jack, I was visiting Cal, and they were like, hey, take a picture with the Heisman hopeful. I'm like, who is he? I didn't know. I'm going from Fresno. Who is he? That's Deshaun Jackson, Heisman hopeful. It's like, Deshaun, he doesn't know who you are. He's like, you don't know who I am? He's like, let me see your Gatorade. Took the Gatorade, drank it, and was like, drank a little bit. He didn't drink the whole thing. He's like, now you never forget the day Deshaun Jackson drank your Gatorade. So I never forgot.
You're here. Now walk me through. You go through the entire camp. You go through everything that gets you ready. But there's still that moment in Cleveland.
Where you're walking, suit up and play.
You're suiting up, you're playing. I mean, I know you're an emotional guy. Mm. What did that feel like? What was that like?
Words can't explain. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it.
All day, baby. All day.
I was just like, man, I am here. They are playing the national anthem, and I am here on this field. And we are live on television, and it's cracking. So, just an overwhelming joy just came over me, and it comes over me every game. Walking out that tunnel that first game, it went up another notch. It's official now. It's that stamp is on me. I've played in the NFL. I could say that, and that's just what it is.
After the break, we'll have more of our sit-down with Michael Kendricks. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, for all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
We're here with the 2012 NFL Rookie Symposium for the NFC. It's just like freshman orientation, you know, you're stepping on campus before everybody gets there.
We're here for one reason, to provide you with the tools to have a successful transition into the National Football League. We're here to provide you with the information and the resources for you and your family so that your experience here at the National Football League, it is successful and enjoyable.
How everybody doing today?
If you guys don't know, Vinny's a character. Vinny is a character.
We're live here for the Play 60 bus.
I feel like he's really at home and at ease and comfortable when the camera and the spotlight is on him. I really felt like he got the ball rolling, and that's leadership qualities right there. So hopefully Vinny can keep it rolling.
She's going into Ohio to the Hall of Fame. It's definitely going to mean a lot to me because me personally, I just want to see the Reggie White, you know, thing, and I'll probably take a couple pictures next to it.
Taking pictures of my favorite players, I mean, I appreciate it all, you know. So it's pretty emotional, man.
Like Mike Vick, how he shredded the Redskins in 2010. He jacked for a couple record-breaking things. It means so much, you know. We watch stuff on TV, to actually come here and be here, it just means so much, you know. So many thoughts go through your head as a process, you know. First thing that stick out to me is when you took that, you know, that rookie picture in front of the Lombardi Trophy. That kind of gave me goosebumps a little bit, you know what I mean?
When you got an opportunity then to start acclimating yourself to what the NFL was going to be, you went to the Rookie Symposium, mm-hmm. and Michael Vick was one of the people that was talking to you at that point. What was that like?
You know, I got to see Mike in a whole nother light. You know, I see him around here, and I still am in shock that I'm playing with him, because growing up, I looked up to this man. Now I'm here playing with this man. And then at the Rookie Symposium, I got to see him go up there on stage and talk about, you know, his faults and what not to do and to learn from his mistakes. And I just saw him in a whole nother light.
You know, you're going to get asked a lot, especially you guys, like, from personal experience, it's going to be a lot that you're going to be asked to do. You know, a lot of responsibility that comes along with playing, sitting in that seat. You're going to have so many people saying, let me get this, let me get that. You're supposed to do this for me. I deserve this. I deserve that. Now you don't. You know, but, you know, that's when you got to be disciplined enough to, you know, make a decision and what's right and what's best for you.
Up to this point, I've been trying to do what he's saying and just stop. Open my ears and listen.
Doesn't take anybody to be a, you know, expert in personality to realize that you've got a pretty level head, and it seems like you've got a pretty fair grip on what's going on. Mm-hmm. Are there ways out there that, you know, a rookie can go the wrong way that you've already seen?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're in the NFL, and, I mean, from the time that I got drafted, a million doors have been opened. And you can veer off the wrong way and go in a completely different direction with everything that's, you know, in front of our faces. Women, money, parties, just a whole bunch of stuff that you can find yourself in a whirlwind just going downhill, down in a spiral. But, you know, you got to have some type of faith and something to look forward to and something or someone or a family member just to keep you grounded. And I just want to keep a steady rise, you know, and how I'm living my life and my lifestyle. So this is the way right here. This is the best job ever. Why would I want to let it go?
There's a lot more to talk about with Michael Kendricks. We'll have more when we continue.
Steady job and you leave. So I'm running.
So a lot of people probably don't realize you didn't get an early start playing football because of the school you went to.
Yeah.
You went to a school that focused on the arts. Mm-hmm. You didn't even have a football team.
No.
And that's from...
We had a soccer team, though.
K to eight.
I mean, we really focused on the arts, dance, music, art. And I think we had soccer and track. That was about it. So I was dancing. I was singing. Stuff, a whole bunch of stuff that I like to do, but it wasn't my love, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't what I really deep down wanted to do. So I had to go to this school called Wawona, which was down the street. And you had to sign a whole bunch of waivers and stuff. I would go to this school, but I play for this school. So it was, around town, kids were confused. They knew me. They knew I went to Bullard Talent, but why am I playing for Wawona? So that's how I ended up playing, and I started that in the eighth grade.
Well, tell you what. Let's see if we can figure out exactly what you did learn, okay? Mm-hmm. Because dance was obviously something that was important and something that...
I love it, and I still love it. I still, call me what you want. I mean, all my friends make fun of me or whatever, but this is what I like to do.
All right. Let's see if you mind this, because we got a little test for you based upon your dance background. Mm-hmm. We take a look back over here. We're going to see what you can do about identifying specific types of dance that we're seeing as they come up. And I just want to see how good you are.
Let's see how
well,
we do.
I mean, you learned over the course of time. First of all,
disco.
It's a bad outfit. What do we got here?
I'm thinking disco.
No, wait a second.
He has a big...
Now, do we just slide to the right?
Here's Carlos. I don't even know what this is called, but I know how to do it.
Right.
You just got to do what he says.
Right. Everybody clap your hands. Right. Yeah. Slide to the right. All right.
Who is this?
It's just a guy.
Oh, my gosh. Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. There it is. Yep, that is. There you go.
I got you.
All right, very good. How about this one? He came before your time. Speaking
rabbit,
of time,
something.
Hammer time?
Hammer time. Oh, yeah.
Think you can handle that
you
one?
You know what we call this now is the shuffle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can go on YouTube and look up shuffle dance, and you got a whole bunch of people doing it. They really do this in Japan hard.
Now, the next one, I'm assuming that you're going to recognize from Flight Night.
That's the Dougie right there. Everyone has their own Dougie, though. You know what I mean? So everyone has their own different style. It don't matter.
Now, here's a question for you. Because you were a linebacker, you weren't allowed to be involved in this thing? Is that it's just the defensive backs?
I got to maintain a certain image, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a linebacker. I'm going to leave that up for the DBs. That's their style.
All right. You told me in the preseason that the fact that you danced at one time made it so that you had the ability to avoid getting cut because you had that kind of footwork. Is that true?
Yeah. Dancing helped me in football, period. It gave me awareness, gave me balance. It helps my feet.
All right. I'm not a linebacker. Mm-hmm. I don't play football. Mm-hmm. Get up.
All right.
Slide these things out of the way.
All right.
What can you show me that's going to keep me from getting cut? What can you show me that's going to give me more balance? You're a dance guy. Okay. I'm not. Show me something.
Well, first off, your peripheral vision has to be correct. You got to be able to see things because your vision's here on the ball.
Uh-huh.
And guys are cutting you here.
All right.
So we used to do this thing called sashay jump leap. And that's when you sashay jump and you leap. I can't show you right now.
Unless somebody comes after you and tries to hit you.
I mean, the sashay jump leap is really a split in the air where your legs are fully split out in the air and you're touching both toes. But like I said, it all has to do with balance, jumping ability, peripheral vision, and landing gracefully.
Coming up, it's a day at the Adventure Aquarium for Cullen Jenkins and his family.
That's a fat shark, boy. Look at this one here. That one looks scary there.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/eagles to make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority for all things sporting good and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Unscripted. Not too long ago, Cullen Jenkins and his family got a rare opportunity. They went behind the scenes at the Adventure Aquarium in Camden, and they took our cameras along for the ride.
What's up, everybody? This is Cullen Jenkins, and I'm here with my family. I got my beautiful wife, Passion, my oldest daughter, Jasmine, and my youngest daughter, Ashanti. And we're here at the Adventure Aquarium in Camden. And as you can see, we're right across the water from Philadelphia. And we're about to meet with our guide, Kate, to take us on an inside tour of the place. So come along with us. That's not accurate.
All right, so this is our West African river experience. As you guys can see, it's pretty open. We have quite a few different types of birds here. And in the water, you'll get to see Jenny and Buttons. There are two female African hippos.
Looks like the offensive lineman with the ball drill.
Yeah. And they're quick, too. They look like they're slow, but they can move. They're good girls. They're quite beautiful. And there's a whole bunch of river fish in there. So if you guys want to check them out from under the water, you get a really good view. These are actually African cichlids. They live in rivers in Africa. The hippos don't eat them. Hippos are actually vegetarians.
The fire zone.
All right, you guys ready to go see the sharks?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. So we have four different kinds of sharks in here. The two you'll see the most are the sandbar sharks and the sand tigers. Right there in front of you, that's one of our sandbars. And the ones you see moving super duper slow with all those teeth, that is a sand tiger shark.
Look at them teeth.
You guys don't have a dentist for these sharks?
They shed thousands of teeth in their lifetime.
Do they bother the fish?
No, we feed the sharks three times a week. In the wild, they'd only eat once a month, so they don't really have cause to be hungry.
That's a fat shark, boy. Look at this one here. You got different colors on him. That one looks scary there. That one moving fast.
Yeah, I'll beat this one with the big eyes. You could beat that one right there, Dad.
All right, so now that we're done our tour of the aquarium, we're gonna get to do some interactive activities with our African penguins back here, and you'll get to meet little Diddy.
All right, let's do it.
Hi guys, come on in. Welcome to Penguin Island, I'm Jen. And this is little Diddy. Not P. Diddy, little Diddy. He gets that confusion a lot. He is one of our African penguins here. So if you guys want, you wanna touch him right on his back. You can also touch his wing. He is very curious. This is his absolute favorite toy, and I have no idea why.
This is how big they get?
Yes, they get about 18 to 20 inches tall, and they weigh about 5 to 10 pounds on average. What we're going to do is we're going to make a painting for you and for you, and Diddy's going to do it for you. What do you think? Perfect? All right. Enriching their lives is very important to us. Not only is it important for us to take very good care of them physically, making sure that everything's working okay with them and feeding them, but it's also very important for us to take care of them mentally, which means enriching their lives.
So we have four different kinds of stingrays in here. But if anybody wants to get in the water, we can get some crocs and hop on in and get to feed them.
I want to go in.
Yeah. Gotta go this way.
Glad you're so excited. All right, here we go. Wish me luck.
We do what we call the stingray shuffle. You want to shuffle your feet when you walk in. This is because if you see they're really flat, so we want to make sure we're not stepping on anybody. So what we do when we feed the stingrays, we make a flat hand like this. So you put the fish right there, just like that. And you'll put it flat on the bottom, and they'll swim right up over your hand and suck it out. There you go.
Holy.
Kind of like they're running.
Oh!
She coming for you?
Yes. Oh! In the size of this thing.
You're much bigger than they are. If anything, they're going to be afraid of you.
Well, you got to hold it in your fingers.
Taste
Taste me how to duck. Taste me, taste me how to duck.